Hello and thanks for listening. This is Jamie Branjay of Centennial College's Sports Journalism Program. Today we were at Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida. Fans were there to watch the Phillies take on the Tigers, but we were there to take on the fans. I'm joined here by Luke Simard.
Hi guys, how's it going?
Luke took care of a couple things at the stadium today, so he'll tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, so today I was part of the video crew. And what we did is we went around and got some interviews from fans about the atmosphere and what spring training meant for them. So I can't wait to talk about it.
Right. We're also joined here by Gord Brown.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
What did you take care of today at the stadium, Gord?
Well, I went around. I found that there was two types of fans while I was at the stadium. It was mostly families and then hardcore fans. So I just got a look at both of them.
Right. And lastly, we're joined by Shannon Pakulis.
Hey, how's it going? I was with Luke today doing some fan interviews. It was pretty awesome. We got to speak to a lot of people, and I really enjoyed that. So it was a great day.
So that's just four of us here. We formed a portion of the team that made the trip to Lakeland today. And basically throughout the podcast, we're just going to be telling you all about what makes spring training so great. So first things first, I want to talk about basic personal experiences from today. What were any things that happened today that you found really entertaining? Was there anything you found super memorable? Anything on that front? What did you think, Gord?
Well, what I think was really memorable was just everyone I spoke to. There was a lot of fans that traveled from all over, whether it be from another country, such as Canada, or elsewhere in the United States. Honestly, there's just a lot of different perspectives. And that was just what makes it really great. All types of different people, different walks of life, there for all different reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Luke, what about you?
Yeah, same here. You know, what really made the experience memorable was the fans. And that's one of the cooler things about it, because spring training, the fans are going to watch the players. But this profession, it enabled us to see it from a different view. And our job today was to see it from the fans' point of view. And the fans created the atmosphere was what made the day so special.
On a similar vein, was there anything that you kind of felt maybe like rewarding in terms of the career goal, like things that you did today that you've never done before that you thought were really interesting, things that you felt were really really fulfilling for you on a career front? Anything on that front, Shannon?
I think it was just really fulfilling making these kids' days. Like, they were so excited to be on camera, and I was really excited as well to interview them, and we just like had a lot of fun with them. We had some young boys who were a little bit nervous at first, but once we talked to them, they were a lot more comfortable, and they taught us how to dance, which was pretty cool, which I definitely need the lessons from these little guys. They know what they're doing nowadays. They have the YouTube to teach them these things, and so they taught us a little bit of that, and we had the high school group that was there singing the national anthem. We actually got a chance to speak with them, which was really cool. And they were also really excited. At first, it was just two guys who we were going to interview. And when their friends all saw that they were being interviewed on camera, they also got super excited. And they all jumped in and wanted to be a part of it. So what turned out with like starting at two guys, I think turned into maybe five or seven, something like that. So that was pretty exciting. Like, I'm glad that I was able to, well, me, Luke, and Tom as well, the fact that we were able to, you know, make these guys' days, and all the kids were really excited. And Luke, do you want to talk about that little boy who got the ball? He was so excited.
Yeah, sure. So we actually had a family that we were going to interview, a family of four, and the little boy, he was just trying to get a baseball all day. So we're setting up the cameras and trying to get the right angle and stuff, and a baseball actually dropped down right beside us. And Shannon ran over, got the ball, and gave it to the kid, and his eyes and smile never left the camera after that. He just wouldn't stop staring at the ball, wouldn't stop staring at the camera, and that was for me when the connection really became apparent to spring training, and you know, that's what spring training meant to this kid, and more importantly, the family, as family time is very important.
Yeah, definitely. Gord, on your side, so just wondering, with all the people that you spoke to, obviously you were trying to get different story angles from different people. Was there different things that you found with certain people? Obviously, a lot of people that we spoke to at the stadium today were either going to be retired people that more or less lived there in the spring, or it was going to be little kids that were there, as we just heard from Luke and Shannon, that they get all kinds of different experiences. What was kind of like, what were you kind of looking for from different groups of people that you spoke to today?
Well, there was a lot that I was looking for, but what I really noticed they all had in common was just the passion for the game. Like in Canada, for us, it's hockey usually. For them, it's baseball. That's pretty much the passion that unites them all. Aside from football, obviously, that's probably their number one sport. Just the way they go about it, everyone's really excited to be there. It's beautiful weather. Everyone's just, it's more happy-go-lucky than a season game. It's easier to talk to the players. The kids are up close getting autographs. It's just really nice to see.
For sure, for sure. Was there any interviews that you guys felt was your favorite? Did you have any that you really enjoyed? Maybe you heard about it already, Gord.
Well, my favorite personally was I actually interviewed a family from Canada. They're from Quebec. They had two little boys. I caught them as soon as they walked in through the gates. It turns out that both of them are playing provincial and national level baseball for Canada. One of them represented Canada at the Little League World Series, and the other one is aspiring to do the same as they play for the Montreal representative in the Canadian Little League World Series. So whoever wins that goes on to play nationally. They were really excited. The kids were a little bit reluctant to speak on camera and audio and whatnot, but it ended up turning out really well. I spoke to their parents. They ended up getting balls as well, and seeing that was really great. Aside from that, it's just seeing where they all came from. It's just different roads, different paths.
Right, for sure, for sure. Was there any interviews that you felt that you could take some highlights from that we haven't already heard about? Maybe Shannon, was there anything that you thought was really interesting in any of the interviews that you guys did?
Well, Luke actually did an interview with this one couple, and the interview was amazing. They were really excited to be there, really excited to also talk to us, and they had all the gear on, and it was a couple, and I guess the woman, it was her first time actually coming to spring training, and before we interviewed them, she said that she wanted to make this an annual thing because her partner, it was his birthday in February. And she was saying, you know, for your birthday, we should just come here every year. And so I guess they were pretty excited when Luke asked them, are you going to make this an annual thing? They started laughing and they said, yeah, we actually just talked about this. We do want to make it an annual thing. And I think once you're actually out here and you experience how amazing the atmosphere is, it's something that you want to do every year. And even myself, now I'm thinking I could come back. I could definitely come back to this. And before coming here, I never knew what great of an experience this was. So after hearing that lady say that, I was pretty excited that she said that, because I do agree with her.
It sounds like you're getting pretty emotional talking about it right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I need a few tissues, but I can't find any right now.
So just to add on to that, actually, yeah. So a lot of the interviews that did take place, you know, what made it memorable for a lot of these families is the tradition. And traditionally, a lot of these families said they were going to come back because it was such a good experience and it was such a family bonding moment. And it really showed me, at least, you know, that it really brings the family together. And that was also an element of the spring training, was seeing, you know, there wasn't just an older couple, it was the younger couple too, which is also great for the sport.
Just to add on to that, I actually met some lifelong friends that met up there. They live in different parts of Florida. They're from Minnesota originally, but they make it a point just to meet up together, go to Florida spring training, just take things from there.
Right, right. So some of us did some picture taking. Gord, I know you were walking around taking pictures for most of the day. I was doing the same. What did you feel? Was there any highlights of the picture taking experience? Was there anything that you kind of gathered from the game that you maybe hadn't gathered in the past? Was there anything that you found rewarding in that front?
Well, I've been pretty close to the field before, but never on the level where I'm right beside the dugout. That was a pretty great experience, just to see them all interacting with each other. It's a lot more laid back, obviously, because it's spring training ball. But just to see them all rallying together, because they're all fighting for spots as well, it's just really nice to see.
Right. When I was walking around doing the picture taking, it was interesting in that, well, obviously for me too, it's I've never been to a spring training game before, but it was super interesting in that you could you were walking around, you're kind of looking at what's going on in the stands as opposed to what's going on the field, which is obviously when you're at a real game, that's all you're really going to be doing is watching what's happening on the field. But it was pretty cool. While taking pictures of the fans, we're trying to get some good shots of people having fun, people having a good time, people having drinks, all that kind of stuff. It was really cool to get that other half of the whole experience, which is like a pretty big reason why I feel most of us thought that it was an awesome experience, was just because we got to see, you know, a whole different side of it, right? So that's that was what I took away from it on that front as well. Did either of you, Lucas, Shannon, find it was rewarding to kind of learn the experiences that these people had? Did you take anything away from it personally, not on so much of a professional level, but as like a personal growth kind of deal? Or
yeah, from a professional level, the passion that some of these fans had for the sport of baseball and for spring training in general was amazing, and that definitely amazed me. You know, like Gord said, they come from faraway places, some of them, and that was very important and mesmerizing in a way, because they would go to those extreme lengths to watch their team. And one person in particular that we did talk to mentioned that, you know, he loves watching the younger players work their way through the systems, and that's part of spring training, and that's why spring training was special to him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Luke took the word out of my mouth. It's passion. These people were so passionate. And we were talking to a couple guys who came, and their friends, and it was very nostalgic for them to be there. And they talked a lot about the good old days and about making memories. And it was really nice to hear about, because it is, you know, it is about making memories. And these games are so great to be at because you have those memories, and you make those relationships. And I remember as a kid going out to hockey games, like with my family, it was a real bonding experience. And that's what spring training is for everyone, not just for families, but for friends as well. And people who meet there who are lifelong friends as well. So that was pretty cool. I really like to see people really passionate about it.
Even for us, I'd say just the relationships we made with these people that we interviewed, going up to them, we're complete strangers. They have no clue what to expect when we approach them. But after we talk to them for a while, we make a bond. They're excited to be on camera and be interviewed and whatnot. And then we get their contact. So they're excited to see the final product. I hope they're proud of what we did for them.
Yeah, ideally.
But yeah, no, and just from that perspective, from a work perspective, it shows us that we can do that, make those relationships, and we can apply that in any situation.
For sure. So just in closing, as we start to move on towards the end here, so if we could go from one to the other, maybe like an opinion or a summation of the experience. So we've done a couple different things so far this week. We covered the Blue Jays in their minor league camp for spring training workouts. We went to the USF Bulls softball doubleheader here in Tampa. Where would you put this compared to everything else? Did you feel like this was more or less rewarding? Did you feel it offered you more or less things in terms of personal growth? What would you say about it, Shannon?
For me, this day was definitely at the top of this trip. It was such a good day. The weather also obviously had a factor in that. It was just such a beautiful day. The sun was shining, you know. People were just generally in a good mood today, and I was telling Tom today. Tom was our camera guy for our interviews. I was telling Tom how grateful I was to be in this group in particular, because it does make a difference, the people you work with, and it was just so nice to spend the whole day with you guys, pretty much, and I really enjoy working with you. And the other days, you know, you're more focused on your individual interviews, but I think today we got to work more as a group, and we got to see each other's strengths and really work off of that with each other. So that was pretty cool. So I really enjoyed that. I really appreciate that. So that was the highlight of the day for me, pretty much.
How about for you, Gord?
For myself, today was a great day. Not to rank them or anything, but I think my favorite experience was last night at the University of South Florida. Just the insight I got watching my first NCAA softball game. I interviewed Bethany Keene. She's a hopeful for the Olympics in a few years. It just really puts it into perspective. They don't really get the recognition they deserve. And just the emotion she showed when she was talking to me. It really put us in our place, to, so to speak, because there wasn't a lot of media there, at least from what I saw. And when we were up there taking pictures of them and whatnot, they were really curious. They weren't sure what was going on. And then I hope they're really happy with what we produce.
Right, definitely. How about you, Luke?
Yeah, today was definitely an experience I'll remember probably for the rest of my life. You know, working with the group of people that we worked with, everyone blended very well. Everyone has their strengths, and we picked up on other areas, you know, where potentially there was some weakness, which was awesome. And, you know, for me, this is probably my first time behind a camera from a video standpoint. And, you know, you definitely have nerves running through you like it's like nothing. And talking to people, making the connections, it was pretty special. And, you know, to get their stories out, to get people's stories out, that's our job. And at the end of the day, if we can do a good job telling other people's stories, we've done a good one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, just going off of what Luke said about remembering this for the rest of his life, I just wanted to give some recognition to Malcolm and everyone who helped in the process of being able to be here, because this is such a great experience for us, and this is something we're going to remember forever, and this is something that has really helped us grow as sport journalists. So I just wanted to give him some recognition right now, and I know he put a lot of work and effort into this, so I think we're all pretty grateful for that.
And I hope he's proud of us too.
I think so.
Yeah, hopefully. So before we close it up, anything anybody else wants to add?
No. I don't think so.
Well, sounds like we're pretty good. All right. So thank you so much for everybody for listening, for reading through our stories, for watching the video, for everything. So much work went into this whole package. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you found it as worthwhile as we did. Thanks so much.